Hi, this is Kristen Schaefer with Conversations with My Sisters, a podcast for busy young moms who affiliate with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share a little bit of our story with each of you. Even though this episode I am recording while I am in the car driving to see my son and nephews compete in the Low to Jaw or Logan to Jackson Hole 207-mile bike race. Please excuse the inconsistent volumes in this casual but gem-packed recording. Thank you so much for joining us. Today I have my sister Allison Hull in the studio with me. Allison, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kristen, for having me.
You're welcome. I'm feeling emotional right now. I love my sisters and my brothers so much. Allison has made some big sacrifices to be here because she has five very busy little boys. And even though school has started today and her youngest is in preschool right now, it's still a huge sacrifice. These quiet moments are so precious, and we all understand that really well. Allison, will you just let everybody know a little bit about you?
Sure. We have five darling little boys. They are the best boys. As boys come, they still are very busy and sometimes make poor choices, but they are the best that anyone could ask for. You would all like them. They are fun and funny and kind and love sports, have similar interests as I do and my husband. And so we enjoy having one another around.
Awesome. Now we have to mention that I was starting high school when you were born. I'm the oldest and you are number 10.
Yes. So youngest daughter, but I have a younger brother.
Yes. I have pictures of my high school friends and I hanging out with Allison, and she was still in diapers. My relationship with Allison was very different than it is now.
Absolutely. I'm sure that's true. My earliest memories don't go very far back. Seeing other large families around me in different congregations that I've been part of really shows me how that oldest really helps with the youngest. So I know Kristen and Carol and Janet and probably even Anna Jo were very helpful to me, but especially Kristen, just because you have such a nurturing personality that I'm sure that you were very hands-on with me. I can remember when we were young, you singing A Little Blue Man, which is so funny. It's very nostalgic to me. If you listen to the words, it's slightly creepy. So it's not one that I have continued to sing with my children, but I do think it's nostalgic for me to hear it.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. What are some of your memories, not necessarily of me, although you're welcome to share that, of the busyness in our home of 11 kids when you were younger?
Oh, I loved being in a large family. I think the youngest always do love being in big families. I see my youngest, he is 5 and my oldest is 14, and he has 4 best friends, and he's always asking. He actually is home today. We don't have preschool on Fridays, but he is always asking for his brothers. When are they coming home? Is it a half day today? Where are my brothers? He just loves his family so much. I just remember being close to all my siblings. I loved singing around the piano with my second oldest sister, Carol. But probably the biggest thing is just that there was always someone to be with. Not to say that we weren't ever bored, but I went on bike rides with my older brothers when they were training for cross country, because I couldn't keep up with them, certainly. So I would ride bikes. We would play catch in the back. We'd play pickle. We'd create games in the back. I just remember always feeling it was fun. You know, we go on vacations and people will invite friends and such, but I never felt like it was weird that it was always just our family. I loved being with my siblings. Honestly, it was a golden childhood. It was wonderful.
Awesome. With all of this busyness and all the numbers of children that mom and dad had, how did you feel their love?
Honestly, I think mom was very busy a lot of the time. she just exudes love. I think her understanding, her non-judgment. There were a couple times that I got into trouble when I was in high school, and her absolute non-judgmental reaction was very loving. I felt like she was always understanding. She was willing to drop things for me. She was just always around. I think that was where I felt most of her love. She just has this personality that you feel it even when you're not asking for it. Her dad, he was very busy, and I would say his one-on-one time. I don't know how frequently it was, but I think once a month he took people on dates, even if it was just going to get the family home evening treat. That was super fun. It felt really exciting when we got one-on-one time with dad. I also can remember my favorite things were going out to eat with dad when we turned 8 or 12 or 16. I can remember dad teaching me how to drive and writing down on a piece of on a napkin how the gears work when you have a stick shift. It was awesome.
That is so cool. Some of the things that I look back on were those one-on-one moments too. He would do personal priesthood interviews with us. I remember one time sitting in the living room, the door had to be slid shut so that nobody would interrupt us. I was in probably junior high. I was sitting on that couch and dad looking at me with all of his attention and saying, "Are you happy?" And I started bawling, not because I wasn't happy, but because I felt so much love in that question.
Yeah. That's amazing. I would say too, with mom, she was so good at serving us. Like, she really forgot herself and went to work with us kids. All the dresses that she would make for us. It's funny, I've taken therapy as an adult, and anytime I describe my childhood, people think automatically there has to have been something wrong. Like, someone was being run over. There's no way that your dad never yelled. Like, and even mom never yelled. I'm always like, no, if you knew them, they were just that high functioning. They were that amazing. Like, our childhood was amazing. So
it was amazing. And it wasn't amazing because they were wealthy or because they took us to Hawaii. We were very secure in our standing as a family. They did things very intentionally. It was just their devotion. They were very devoted.
I agree. I tell everybody, if you met my parents, you'd really like them. They're really awesome.
Since your house is also very busy with 5 very active boys, how do you find yourself expressing your love to them?
I tend to have a very similar personality as my mom. So I would say, although I actually think I yell more than my mom, I think I am very patient. I am very devoted to my kids. I serve them in a lot of ways. I read books to them. I try and talk to them when they want to talk. Just yesterday, I rollerbladed next to my son who wanted to run. I can't keep up with them. He wanted to go running. It's just a random desire. So we woke up early and I got my rollerblades on and we did a couple laps around the neighborhood. So I think I'm just invested in their interests.
How do you keep energized as an individual when you're giving so much every day? I know that mom did certain things for herself. She talks about that on a past podcast. So I'm just wondering if you want to add anything about how you were able to devote so much and still stay healthy as an individual.
That's a good question, Kristen. I think actually that's why I went to therapy or counseling for a couple of months, because I'm not very good at creating boundaries for myself. My kids don't need all of me. For the last couple of years, they've gotten all of me. And unfortunately, it left me a little lost in myself and drained at the end of the day. I felt like I didn't identify with the person at the end of the day. I'd always start off mostly energized. And then by the end of the day, I was grumpy. All day long, you're very patient and loving and kind and serving. I always was sad that that was what they got at the end of the day as they were laying down to sleep. And that wasn't fair. So I went to therapy to identify better boundaries so I could be a healthier person and mom to my boys. And it's helped. I recently got a calling and actually this was prior to taking these counseling sessions. I got a calling as young women's president, and I remember crying. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't know how this could even be the right thing. I had some impressions as I was thinking about counselors right at the beginning of my calling. Several blessings would come from this calling. I'll just share the one that applies. That was that I needed something for myself. Although it's another way of serving and serving others, it has given me somewhat of a professional outlet, if you will, and an opportunity to be a leader, to make decisions on my own, and actually have time away from my family to serve. And that's been really rejuvenating for me. Some other ways that I've done it is I've started actually remembering some of my favorite hobbies before I had kids and didn't have time to do it. I always thought I'd have a little girl until I had my third boy. And then I was like, I'm happy. I'm never going to have a girl. And that's totally fine. But I always thought I would make cute little dresses. I love sewing. I'm starting to look back and find some patterns and some fabric that I could be excited about sewing something. So I'm going to start back in some of my old hobbies, and that's one of them. Exercise, you know, is a big one. And I think that a lot of time it's related to weight, but more it's an emotional thing. When I go running, I can clear out a lot of angst or anxious feelings that I have when I exercise hard. So for years, my husband used to say, have you exercised? I used to be totally bugged that he would imply that I should be exercising, because then I thought of it as my, you need to lose weight. And that's not what he was implying. He just saw the pattern prior to me seeing it, that exercise helps me so much to be more emotionally sound for my family. So those are just a couple of things that I've done.
Those are all gems. First of all, I want to say kudos to you for going to counseling. I encourage people to go to counseling. I've been to counseling. I think that it is a blessing. The other thing I want to mention is I have never thought about a calling being a blessing in the way that you're describing it as a blessing for you. That is so neat that the Lord knows you so well, and that through that blessing, you were able to realize that, and that it truly has been, like you said, a professional outlet. So you are a growing individual, just like every single one of us. So you are very good at expressing your love through service to your children. I also see you hugging them a lot, talking to them a lot. How are you teaching them to love each other? They love each other. It's very obvious that, like you said, Anders knows that he has four best friends. How have you taught them to love each other?
Oh, by example. You know, not that I am actually perfect at it, and I fail plenty, but this nurturing or loving others was something that I was gifted by God from the beginning. Maybe they even have that within them, being my child. We do a lot for other people. We serve often in our congregations and wards and in our neighborhoods. You know, my kids, especially younger, they wanted often to go and deliver cookies at people's houses, you know, knock and run. And I would try to facilitate those as often as they came, even if it was inconvenient, because I felt like it was a good desire for them. I haven't done it the last several years, but when they were younger, I did the 14 days leading up to Valentine's Day. It was just the 14 days of love. And we did different things every day to show love to those around us that we love. So we delivered cookies, or we'd write letters, or we'd make a phone call, simple things. My husband actually is very kind and giving, and he is very devoted to God. And so he's serving often. So I think by the example of both my husband and I, then they do that. My son, my second oldest, he has this innate ability as well. He started kind of a culture within our family probably the last year. He says, I love you every night. Even if the kids have fallen asleep, then he'll go in and he'll go, I love you. I'm happy I'm in this family, or I'm happier my brother, or I'm happier my mom. He'll do that each room. Now I hear my other boys saying it too. Or at dinner, it was something really yummy, and they'll say, thanks, mom, I'm so happy I'm in this family. And everybody will be like, yeah, happy I'm in my family, or same, or whatever. And even my oldest, who's a teenager.
Everything that you've said is intentional and beautiful and absolutely true. Your children are loving and kind and good, and it is because of your example and because of the gifts that they've been given. And you are absolutely a God-given lover. You just love and build up people while you breathe. Easy for you. It is a calling that you have that God gave you. So to wrap up this wonderful, wonderful conversation, I want to ask you, we've talked about how we feel our parents love, how we teach our children how to love. How do you feel God, our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost loving you?
I feel God and my Savior's love. Anytime I think about the atonement, I am so grateful for the atonement. I think life would be very depressing. For how often we make mistakes, it would be depressing without the atonement and knowing that I can be forgiven and am loved regardless of my weaknesses. Learning more of the love of God and Jesus Christ is easily number one. Other ways that I feel, I love being in nature. I always feel at peace and love. I'm picturing right now this hike I went on this last weekend. There was the wind and the water and the green around me. It was beautiful weather. I was there with family and friends. It was a sweet moment. I feel God's love in those moments. I feel God's love through those that testifying to me, whether fast and testimony meeting or largely when they're sharing experiences, when others around me share experiences where they've felt God's love. I certainly feel it that way. And then music. There is a gorgeous song called Truth. It's a Christian rock song. I bought the music so that I could sing it at the piano. I do both, mediocre, but I almost cry every time I sing it. It is about God's love and how I am good enough just as I am. It is so lovely.
I'll put her name and a link to her music in the show notes. I am so grateful for this conversation that I've been able to have with you. It's not just Allison who is entirely 100% worthy of God's love. Each of you are. Every person is worthy of God's love. He wants us to reach out to Him and accept it. I know that this is true, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to express my love to each of you. I love you, and I know that Heavenly Father does too.